What's up, y'all? You tuned in, to Queenside, yeah, with your host, who? Giselle, the queen, better know it. Hey, you're now rocking with Giselle the queen. Yeah. Got the wisdom of the elder, still connects with the team. Watch it keep the attention of everyone else in between. Needless to say, hey, she's doing a thing. Better believe it, baby.
She's gonna make you feel love if you all alone. If you wanna ask a question, dial her up on the phone.
Okay.
All the men, they respect her. All the females dream to be a woman just like her. She's Giselle the queen.
Talk about it.
She's all about the community. And all she wants to do is see a little unity. She's trying to make a better world out there for you and me.
Okay.
And this is how I reply when they ask me who is she.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen.
Queenside.
You're now rocking with the best, ha.
Queenside.
Giselle.
Queenside.
The queen. Now rocking with the best. Hey.
Welcome, everybody. This is your girl, Queen Size with Giselle. Today is Thursday, and it is May the 19th. Y'all, it has been a rocky road for your girl. So.
Aww.
I know, right? So, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about, like, what are we going to do for this show? I'm going to go ahead and tell you we're not going to have a show next week, thanks to our owner and producer. I don't know if he's going on a date or what the hell he's doing, but anyway, we'll talk about that later. We have some amazing guests on tonight. We have Ms. Catherine Waddell. This needs to be said, and D'Amica Rochelle. So what we're going to do tonight is, you know, every, you know, at the beginning of the show, we always do something a little crazy. So I have this segment that I came up with called This Needs to Be Said. Now, this is homage to our guest tonight, Catherine Waddell. And what we're going to do is we're going to throw out just random topics and we going to, like, just say how we feel about them. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and bring on D'Amica Rochelle, and I want to go ahead and bring on Catherine. So you ladies here?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hey there.
I am doing great. Welcome to Queenside.
Yay. Thank you for having us and myself.
Awesome. Okay, now this is going to be super fun, ladies. So they're going to be totally random. So I hope that you're on your A game tonight. You've heard the rules. I'm going to just throw out some topics, and this needs to be said about this topic. It's going to be your opinion, whatever you want to say about it, however you feel about it, doesn't matter. There's no filter here, so you don't have to take your burn down and relax. No filter. Say what you want to say. Let's have fun. Ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody's like, I don't know.
I'm ready.
Okay. The first thing we're going to have is Zimmerman sells gun that kills Trayvon Martin. D'Amica, go.
I think that that is like total disrespect and an insult to the family and to the actual killing of Trayvon Martin. I think somebody needs to get George Zimmerman. I don't care who it is, where they at. They need to come and get him because I just think that's too much. Right now he's just doing too much, and I just feel like, you know, like, what is he doing? Like, why is he out? What was the jury really thinking?
Wow.
I'm with her. What was the jury thinking? But how in the world is this even, like, I don't know if there's not a law about it, but there needs to be a law now, because I think the last time I checked, this in the 100,000s for the sale of this gun. And I don't know why that even should be an auction item. And why does he have the item? Why does he have the gun? He shouldn't be able to get that weapon back. If it was part of a case, and he shouldn't have access to it anymore, ever.
Very good point, ladies. My opinion about it, I feel like you know, and this is going to be like me because I'm very, very adamant about this. I think they should get the gun, they should tie him up, and they should go Texas on him. That's just how I feel. Hey, we're in Dallas, baby. Y'all already know Texas has a firing range. So that's what they need to do with that. Michael Sandham leaves Kelly Ripa on the Michael and Kelly show. Well, now it's just the Kelly show. Catherine.
Yes, please. I was hoping you'd pick me first. Are you asking, was he wrong? Because, no, he wasn't wrong. For whatever reason, he didn't tell her. She didn't know. Maybe she wasn't listening. Maybe he wasn't supposed to tell her. But he's not her husband. He might be her on-TV husband or spouse or whatever. But, listen, put your big girl panties on and move to the next thing, because nobody's going back to when she was on Kathy Lee and Regis, when she took Kathy Lee's place. So, I mean, what's the big deal? Get over it. Get a tissue, put your big girl panties on, and get over it. He's moved on to bigger and better things. Congratulate him, and just leave it alone. Don't know.
All right. Okay, now, Danica.
Me personally, I would just have to know the extent of their actual relationship. I don't know if it was a 4TV type of, you know, partnership, or was it, how was their chemistry off camera? Like, was they friends, or was they just actually work buddies? You know what I'm saying? To have a real opinion about it. Other than that, I mean, I feel like it's way bigger issues than, oh, my friend quit on me today type of thing, you know? And plus, he grown. Unless he paying some bills or something, I don't know, like, why should he have to inform? I think he probably informed his boss, you know, the one who makes his checks out or something. I don't think she's responsible for that.
Let me jump back in. Some of the reading I had that I did on this one, they said that their off-camera chemistry was awful. Like, they would go separate directions when the camera was off, so they weren't even friends. So I don't even know why her feelings was hurt. He didn't have any loyalty to her.
There would be no reason for her to expect any type of response. If y'all know for a fact off the camera that y'all are not friends, what is there to explain? Why am I telling you anything?
Exactly. I don't do you.
Yes. Let me tell y'all about this. Okay, I'm sitting there watching it. I'm watching it Monday morning, and they had, what's the guy from the late night? Jimmy Kimmel.
Letterman.
They had Jimmy Kimmel to sit in as her co-host, and he just literally embarrassed her. I felt embarrassed for her because he was like, are you wearing panties? He was just, like, going off, like, saying, I mean, y'all YouTube it because it was, like, really, really crazy. I love Jimmy Kimmel, but Jimmy Kimmel is late night, so he already knew they weren't going to pick him for that. He was just somebody to fill in. And my whole thing about her is, Kelly, get over yourself, because you cannot carry your own show. Let me tell you about you people out here who need people to carry a show for you. If you can't carry your own show, you need to be as humble as the lamb that comes to the slaughter.
And be happy somebody there with your butt.
Okay. Thank you. And then, you know, you want to be all slick with Jimmy Kimmel trying to throw shade on Michael Strahan when you can't even carry the show by yourself. You got to have somebody to come in with you. Get over it, Kelly. It's over with. Can't keep a host. can't commentate on your own. So, hey, you can't do it by yourself, then what you need to do is go to the house. Sierra loses custody battle to Future. Tamika.
On this situation, I really don't even understand why did he not have the custody rights that he had at the beginning. I don't know if the Russell situation maybe, you know, stopped all type of communication and interactions. But, I mean, I'm happy for both of them. I feel like if a father is definitely willing to be in a child's life, why not let him? It don't matter.
Why is it news? That's what I want to know. Nobody talked about me and my baby
daddy. Right.
Nobody put that in the newspaper, so why is this news? That's my question. I got kids. I got baby daddy.
This is my thing with it, right?
Exactly.
This is my thing with it. It's like he is an admitted LCD user. Like, he uses so many psychotropic drugs. He has, on several interviews, he has said that. I don't think that he's fit to care for a child by himself. I'm sorry. I would let my child, and you know, hey, I mean, Sierra may not have known. She probably got wrapped up into the lifestyle. And then when she realized, hey, this is not what I want. But he has a defamation lawsuit against him because of some things he said about her that were not true. And so she's suing him for like $15 million. So she's telling the judge, hey, he sells drugs. He has all these hoes. You know, I don't want my son around this, which I don't blame her. Well, joint custody, because he didn't get sole custody. He got joint custody. And that's okay. Sierra, just work it out. Let it fan itself out. Because if anything, if I know future like I know future, he ain't going to even come get that kid. Don't even worry about it, honey.
He's not even coming anyway, so what's the fuss? Again, why is
this? Right, right. Okay. Caitlyn Jenner wants to de-transform Catherine.
What? Okay. I need a vocabulary lesson. De-transform, like go back to having a penis? I mean, what am I missing?
Right.
Wait,
like,
wait,
go back
wait.
To
you
having
made,
a
you
penis.
Made woman of the year, and now you want to go back and get your pee-pee?
Right.
Okay, that's more confusing than the first bit of confusion. So, I don't have anything that needs to be said other than I have a question mark on my face right now. I don't get it.
Zamika, what you gotta say?
I just feel like, man, I got enough problems being straight. I don't even want to get off into that. Like, life is already hard. I don't need to be trying to figure out math problems here, trying to figure out, you know, does a man plus a female. I don't know what is going on. I don't even know, man. Like, if that's what he want to do, I guess, like, when people have money, they just – want to do all type of different things. So, I mean, hey, if he want to go under the knife again and get it, I mean, yeah, he can waste his money. Or he can give it to me. I know what to do with it.
Okay. Just let me hold your checkbook for a little bit. My goodness. Is it boredom? Okay.
Let me tell you what's so stupid about that. Because first of all, you died to have breasts and a vagina. You wanted to do this so bad. Now, because everybody is pretty much like making fun of you and you feel so stressed about it, now you want to go back to being a man. Nobody will ever look at you the same. You will never be a man again to anybody. And really, to be honest with you, you will never be a woman. A lot of my transgender friends, they get on me about that. But it's really disheartening to me because have y'all seen Amaya Scott? If you don't know who the fuck Amaya Scott is, you need to, like, Google her because she is freaking gorgeous. And I'm mad about that shit because that's a man.
Wow.
When you start to look better than Queen, I have a problem with that. Now, if you still got the little after, you know, the little aftershave thing going, and you still kind of going
I can go into it.
But when you get to that level of fine, and I'm going to say she's fine because she is fine, everybody that sees her is fine, it's men that don't even care that she was once a man. They don't even care.
Wow.
She's just that fine. So I have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with you, Amaya. I don't. I love you. But I do have a problem with you looking better than me and you are a man. I got a problem with that. So, judge me in the mirror. You know, look in your mirror and judge me. How about that? So, Prince. The death, the money left over, the fighting with the relatives, and the son. I'm going to go to Catherine on this one, just because.
I love him so much.
Yes.
I love him so much. You know, in real life, I was devastated. I really was. I was not ready, and it's still hard to believe that he's not here. This music, this I have had a relationship with his music since I was 5 years old. So he was never strange to me and being in pantyhose or anything looking feminine, but his music has always been phenomenal. So he superseded, like, I don't know that I would date somebody in real life that dressed like that, but they would have to be an amazing person. But the fighting, I find it hard to believe that there is no will. Like, I just, from him being such a joker and, you know, just he has a very good sense of humor. So I'm expecting that any day now there's going to be someone who comes forward and say, you know what, we wanted to see who was going to act the fool, and now we're going to read the will. Like, I'm expecting he has catalogs of music that has not been released. I cannot imagine somebody who fought for the rights of his music to be owned by himself to not have a will to say who gets his money. I would expect him to give it to his favorite charity. Like, this to me is baffling. I cannot imagine that he put so much work into over 40 years of music, almost 40 years of music, that he did not protect it. He did not protect his legacy. And if Prince was your daddy, you knew he was your daddy before he passed away. So Prince ain't got no kids. That's where I'm at with that.
Right.
Because even if I can't, because I can't sing, I'd have been like, Pop, put me on. He'd have bought me a voice. I'm just saying. I'm confused. I'm confused with. I'm waiting on the ha ha ha. We was waiting on y'all to, you know, act a fool, and I'm waiting for there to be a will, because this doesn't make any sense. Too much. It doesn't make any sense.
True that. True that. Danica, what you have to say about Prince?
I just have to say about the whole situation. Period. Like, from him dying and all of that, from him getting, like, winning the battle with his music and getting all rights to his music and getting it snatched off some of these sites or whatever, I feel like it's just something that's always repeats itself when it comes to black men in entertainment. When they get to a certain level of smartness and a certain level of money, it's like when they finally get smart and say, hey, we can actually own stuff instead of, you know, being owned on top of making money. It's just like they always try to either, you know, make up like crazy stuff about them, make it seem like they're crazy, or they end up dead mysteriously off a drug overdose or some type of AIDS or some type of little crazy little story. I just feel like the whole situation, period, I think it's a whole scandal. I don't believe that somebody who was so, like, detailed and particular about who was around him, no own pictures and all this other stuff, there's no will. This man didn't play no games. There's been plenty of celebrities that have came out and said, this man won't even take no picture with you. Somebody has to call you to set up an appointment for you to come and see Prince, and when Prince calls, you better get up and go. So it's like, you telling me somebody who would be so organized on that type of level wouldn't have no will? It just don't sound right. And then his body was hurt. They hurried up and had a funeral, cremated him and stuff. All that just don't sound right, and I'm just not going for it.
Whoa, y'all. Speaking of scandal, this is going to be the end of This Needs to Be Said. Y'all, I'm so blown. Holly Madison, who is one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, of course, he loves bombshells, blonde, blue eyes. He loves them. He has like 30 girlfriends. So Holly Madison puts out this statement to People's Magazine saying that she felt scared, she felt, you know, alone in the home or whatever. So Kendra Wilkinson, who was another girlfriend at the time, there was girlfriends at the same time, and she gets on and she blasts her on Twitter and all social media. And she's like, hey, Holly, you weren't scared when you had that dick up your ass. You weren't scared about that. You weren't scared about that. And so, of course, Kendra had to take it down because I was telling too much. And Hugh, of course, he's the player. And what he says is when the girlfriends, they decide, when they move on and they decide to rewrite history, they only are just trying to remain relevant. How much of a player can you be? Hugh, if you're listening, baby, put me on. You know what I'm saying? You need to get with a BBW because, you know what I'm saying? We hot, baby. We hot, baby.
So this is
the end of This Needs to Be Said. We're going to go straight into it. SCM Award winner for 2016, Danica Rochelle. We're going to drop her single, hit single, right here on Queenside with Giselle. Come on, set it, let's run it. It's called Curve V.
Yes.
Curves in your life. Just follow my hips for the moment. Such a glamorous night. Watch the magic take over your mind. Celebrate non-same real value. so mean, huh? Have you been it in your dreams, huh? The kind you take home to mama. Them girls, they moving in rotation. And the music, it be playing. I'm trying to mix all in your station. And blowing gas like a station. Follow my hips for the moment. It's such a glamorous night. Watch the magic take over your mind. Celebrate the same real value. Celebrate the same real value. Celebrate the same real value. Celebrate the same real value.
Yes, y'all, you have tuned in to Queenside with Giselle. And if you're listening, y'all, the number is 347-202-0389. Press the number 1 to be famous in the castle. You can talk to me. You can talk to our lovely musical guest, Miss Tamika Rochelle, straight out of the Tennessee, baby. That was
Hello,
her single, Curvy. Yes, honey, I am loving that song. Tell us about it. What got you motivated to do that song?
Yes, girl, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I call that song the anthem. What motivated me to actually make that type of song is because I was like, it's not enough songs out there that make women in general feel sexy or feel good about themselves, you know what I'm saying, without degrading ourselves. So it actually stands for, because the song title is spelled C-U-R-V, and in the hook of the actual song, I'm saying celebrate unseen real value, which is also the abbreviation C-U-R-V, you know, and it just means to celebrate unseen real value. My definition of that means to basically celebrate ourselves more at the state that we are without thinking that we have to look like this or be that or anything, changing anything about us, just truly loving ourselves and who we are while feeling sexy about it and feeling confident.
Whoa, that is something. Now, you recently went to the SCM Awards, and you were a winner. Tell us all about it. I couldn't make it this year because I had an event, and I was so like, oh, my gosh, like, I cannot believe I missed it. But I saw you, and I was like, oh, she won. Tell us what you won at the SCM.
Thank you so much. Yes, I had a great time. This was actually my first year going to the actual SCM Awards and actually being in Memphis, Tennessee for the first time. The actual award that I ended up winning was being the best, most slept-on female artist of the year, and I was really excited about that and blessed to receive that award. I appreciate all my supporters who actually voted for me so that I could win that award.
Wow, I know that was some pretty stiff competition that you had. It's a lot of great artists. Now, what part of Tennessee are you from?
I'm actually located in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattown. I saw you on a mutual friend of ours, Paige, and I saw the video, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to get her on my show. And I've got to get you on my review, and our producer wants to get you on his magazine. So, honey, it's nothing but
yes.
You are, like, hot, okay? Absolutely hot in every single way. Loving the vibe, loving the music. You're so humble. Now, I found it interesting that you have a male stylist. Tell us about the stylist. Shout out your stylist, because your stylist is beating you to the gods, baby. Tell us about him.
But the funny thing about it is it's actually my husband. And so he makes sure, like, my haircuts is on fleek and my face is beat. But, yeah, shout out to him. He's actually also become, like, my photography man / he kind of does, like, mini commercials for me now or whatnot. But it's actually my husband. We're a team, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's actually him. He's not. And then as far as styling, I do the styling part as far as, like, putting my clothes on. But, yeah, girl, he got me beat in the makeup, girl. All I know how to do is put lip gloss on and put lipstick on. I'm like, boom, boom, bam. But he know how to do all that, though. I don't know how to do it.
Now, that is awesome that you all work as a team. Do you find it sometimes getting, like, hard or difficult to work with your partner when it comes to business?
It's not hard for me because, like, we really are, like, best friends. Like, you're not going to see us without each other. And the only time that you'll see us without each other is when we have to go to our 9-to-5s. So, other than that, it's not difficult. It's actually fun because, you know, we walking in there together and we get to, you know, experience different things with each other and making memories on the way. So, it's actually fun. And then I like the simple fact that he actually, you know, finds interest into it. So, he actually puts more of himself into it to help me out in any type of way.
That is absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, he has you all the way together. Tell him, I mean, you are queen certified, baby. I'm here to tell you that. Yes, honey, you are doing it. I mean, certified. Because I was looking at the pictures and stuff on the wall. I said, now, she looks like she's going to an award. She looks like she's a winner. She looks like, you know, and I'm like, wow. That, and it says something about your demeanor, your decorum when people are looking at you. Now, tell everybody what you got coming up next, what you're going to be doing besides hitting some runways, some fashion shows with me and being on Human Canvas. What else you got going next?
Yes. I actually have a new video that'll be dropping soon that was shot by AK Films. It's called 72 Drop Top. That should be dropping actually this Saturday. We actually don't have a time picked out, but that'll be dropping soon. I have a couple of shows that's coming up in between and just different things like that. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm just working on my catalog, making new songs, trying to feel what do my supporters want to hear and things of that sort. And I'll be working on a future project real soon.
That is amazing. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, Danica Rochelle.
Yes, Danica Rochelle, you can follow me, find me, and I also follow everyone back, but you can follow and find me at Danica Rochelle Everything. My first name is spelled D-A-M-E-K-A, Rochelle, that's R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google DamikaRochelle.com. If you just put in Google D'Amica Rochelle, you'll find all type of things. I have music on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Rhapsody. I'm out here. Like, just Google D'Amica Rochelle, and like I said, and I follow back and I interact with everyone that I come in contact with. I'm one of those people that I really pride myself on speaking back to everyone who reaches out to me, because I feel like, you know, that's really, you know, a personal connection for me. They make my day go great, and so I like to respond back to everybody.
And she is telling the truth, because when I hit her up, she immediately responded, and she was so friendly and so nice, and I was like, okay, this is the one. Yes, I'm very excited about her being here. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for playing along with our Hot Topic and sharing your music. Make sure.
Yes, I appreciate it so much for the love. I had so much fun.
Yes, 5.6, where are we at now, 35? We're at 5.6 last week. We're trying to get to 6 million by the end of the year. Hopefully 6.5 by the end of the year, but 6 million is a goal by the end of the year. And a lot of people have just heard your music. So send me all of your music, anything that you want. Come back and chill with me, girl. We can hang out anytime I'm in Chattown. We'll come go knock on your door and say, hey.
Yes, girl, party, turn up. Yes, I definitely will. And like I said, appreciate so much for the love. Thank you for the support, holding me down. Thank you for inviting me on your show. I had a marvelous time, girl.
Thank you. Now we're going to get to the nitty-gritty, y'all. We're going to take a small little break. We're going to take a small little break, and then we're going to come back with Miss Catherine Save My Business Waddell. But now you're going to listen to Young ENT straight out of Montgomery, Alabama. It's called Love Versus Lust.
Big boy. Something you can feel. Yeah. Sometimes we get caught up in this struggle.
Yeah.
If it's love or if it's lust, maybe it's both.
Temporary forever, always live in the shadows. When feelings get involved, they become a constant battle. How could you be so shallow? A creek without a paddle. Pressure busts pipes, and pain becomes one with the pleasure. Now we coming full circle, never meaning to hurt you. Maybe I don't deserve you, cause I don't know how to love you. But I know how to please you. Does that classify as equal to the feeling you get? Having you on pins and needles, you don't wanna pretend, but you don't want this to end. So every time we fall apart, we back at it again. Yes, I've been playing my part, ducking and dodging Cupid. My chest, I bulletproofed it, so he could never shoot me. Even though we exclusive to some type of commitment, you thinking Mary J, loving without a limit. I'm thinking far away, mind changing every minute. What if we get ourselves into something we could never finish? Listen. You accepting the lust, but you praying for love. What if love ain't enough, and your feelings get crushed? When the going gets tough, tell me who can you trust? You accepting the lust, but you praying for love. What if love ain't enough, and your feelings get crushed? When the going gets tough, tell me who can you trust? You accepting the lust, but you praying for love. What if love ain't enough? What if love ain't enough?
Listen to her friends, but they know nothing about us. Always fussing and fighting. I think they need some counseling. And she always around them, all the madness around her. Cry me a river of tears with potentials to drown her. Or maybe gasoline dreams which could start a fire. You light the match, walk away and watch the flames get higher. Never knowing the consequences of compulsive liars. We keep on running through this maze until we both get tired. Maybe I'm wired someone different than you used to being. Maybe you play the field so much you got so used to cheating. What are we doing if we chilling? Then we must be creeping, shadow boxing in silhouette, so nobody's seeing. Nobody's perfect, baby, contrary to your believing. If I can't give it to you straight, then I'm better off leaving. Say what you feel, if it's real, then that's how it's gonna be. Without trust, that's no us, staying true is a must. You accepting the lust, but you praying for love. What if love ain't enough, and your feelings get crushed? When the going gets tough, tell me who can you trust? You accepting the lust, but you praying for love. What if love ain't enough, and your feelings get crushed? When the going gets tough, tell me who can you trust? You accepting the lust, but you praying for love. What if love ain't enough? What if love ain't enough?
Y'all, that's right. What if love ain't enough and your feelings get crushed? I'm so feeling that. That's Young ENT straight out of Montgomery, Alabama. Love versus Lust. Y'all check him out. Hopefully he'll be on next month with Kilo Ali, The Dream. And if you a 90s baby, an 80s baby, you know who Kilo Ali is. It's going to be awesome. So check him out. Now we're here with the guru queen herself. The business, she's here to give us the business, y'all. She's here to tell us all about what we should and should not do when you're owning your own business, when you're interacting with businesses. Ms. Kathryn Waddell.
Hey, how are you?
This needs to be said.
Well, I was so honored that you had a This Needs to Be Said segment. That was pretty cool. Definitely getting to have your say about what's happening in this world around us is always something quite interesting and a little crazy. So thank you for that. And thank you for having me on tonight just to talk business. I really enjoy talking with people about their businesses and, you know, just making sure that we're always doing our best possible job and, you know, depending on where we are in our business and just, you know, helping people to accept themselves where they are and grow from there. So thank you.
Thank you for coming on. We're going to get to it. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, like, you know, what is she going to talk about? And, you know, you say she's going to give us the business. And I'm like, yeah, she's going to tell you the do's and don'ts. So give me your top five do's and don'ts for small business owners.
The first thing I would, well, let me see. There's so many things that should be number one. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Even if at the time that you do something, it seems like the best idea at the time and you look back and hindsight is 20/20, you say, man, I shouldn't have done that. Sometimes you can't know. Go anyway. Do it anyway. And sometimes you make these mistakes and they end up, you know, being sweet surprises. Try things in your business. One of the things you can do, you have friends and family around you. They call them your low-hanging fruit or your warm circle. Test things out on them. For instance, if you're someone who says, well, I'm going to get into cooking, then have them taste your food and to give you their honest opinion. Maybe they write it on a note and don't tell you, put their name on it so that you can get honest feedback. Maybe it was too salty, too sweet, you didn't use cinnamon or whatever. But try to spend as little money as possible getting that focus group of people to give you some feedback. If you're a writer, you know, and give your stuff to people who like to read. Don't give it to people who don't like to read because that's a bad idea. But there are people that you already know around you.
Right. You're like, oh, get my book.
They don't like to read, so they're gonna hate it, right? So you want to connect with the people that you're on social media with, talking about Empire and Scandal and everybody else's news, Caitlyn Jenner and Princess of State. While you're talking to them, people say, hey, by the way, I'll put this video up. Don't make the video too long, you know. But here's one of one of my pet peeves, like don't try to do everything at one time because there's so many things that you want to try. Facebook has Facebook Live, and then there's Periscope, and then there's Twitter, and Facebook, and there's so much stuff. You get, you know, feeling crazy like a kid in a candy store. Pick one thing. Do that one thing really good, and then add something else, and then add something else. And soon, before you know it, you're going to need help to keep up with all that stuff. The worst thing we can do, and I have to be mindful of it myself, is we have so much content out here, but it becomes irrelevant within days, not weeks, not months, and that's bad too, but within days. If you said, well, I'm going to have a blog and I'm going to talk about current events, but you do it once in a while, that might not be the area you want to go in. And be okay with, you know what, that's not my strength. Like with my radio show, I don't do current events because my stuff, I want it to be evergreen. So if you come to me with something, you know, that's going to happen, you know, it's time conscious, it's going to happen today, it's probably not going to work because we pre-record. So I know this about my show, and I would have to redirect you to someone who can, you know, get your time-sensitive stuff out there. Know what you can do. Know what you can't do. Don't get mad at somebody for calling you a small business. You're just getting started. And, oh, my gosh, the first-year business owners, don't feel bad because nobody really wants to fool with the new kid on the block because we're like new Christians. We want to save everybody, you know. So, and you can't do everything. So pace yourself and don't get mad. Nobody's hating on you. You know, you can do all of these things, but should you be doing all of these things? So showing your maturity, I could just about tell you what age someone is in a particular business. They may have had 10 businesses, but if they come to me in the first year of their new business, I know it because we always look like we're, you know, first-year business owners in that new thing because we're overzealous, we're overeager, we overpromise, underdeliver, we miss a lot of marks. And by the time we hit year two or three, we've had some bumps and bruises if we're still there. So I can look at someone and see how old they are in a particular business, and I'm able to give some grace because I know what it's like to be new in business, and I know what it's like for nobody to want to fool with you because you're new in business. You don't have a big following. You don't know enough information, and you're headstrong. Well, I'm not doing an intern. I'm not working for free. Okay, so you're going to pay for everything. I got it. Gosh, I have so many things that I think that business owners should pay attention to. You're always in school. You're always in school. Go to the small business administration. Go to SCORE. Go to the community colleges. Take classes. You're not dumb if you go take classes. Take a class, even if it's just a Saturday class that's 4 hours. There's online tutorials. YouTube is amazing for this. But don't get into information overwhelm, and then you come back and tell us, oh, I've taken all these classes, but you haven't had time to apply any of it. Take the class or the project that you're on now because guess what? You plan on being in business for a really long time, so take your time. Chew it, digest it, apply it, reapply it. There are some things that have had me overwhelmed, and I want to say for years, because I didn't have a mentor in that particular area. So get a mentor. You don't have to struggle. Get a mentor. Get a business coach. You say you don't have the money. Well, it's like not taking care of your physical health. If you don't take care of it now, you'll be paying a doctor later. If you don't take care of it in your business now by getting a coach, getting somebody who is ahead of you to teach you what you need to know in your business, not teach you your style. Your style is your style, but they have to teach you some fundamentals. If you don't go ahead and invest in that now, you will do it later or go out of business. And it's very embarrassing because you told everybody this was your passion. So if it's your passion, why are you out of business? Because we weren't smart. Be smart in your business. Yep.
You just hit the nail on the head right there, honey. You just, if it's your passion, then why are you out of business? Because inevitably you just cannot stop.
Yep. And if you don't take care of it, you're going to have to stop. You have to take care of your passion. The passion isn't always fun.
Yeah, I'm going to, who you telling? I done quit.
The passion is always fun.
I done quit 10 times this month already.
See, look, I'm tired. You know, not enough people are responding. You go back to your drawing board, and whatever plan you put on the paper may have not worked out the way you wanted to. You find yourself pulled in directions. And here's the thing. You have to be locked and loaded. You have to be so focused. I mean like a pit bull locking down focused. When I find that I don't do that, I screw up even in my business now. I'm out here having a good time. Uh-oh, I done had too much of a good time because now I'm not meeting my numbers. You do have numbers. I know you quit a job, so you didn't have to meet numbers and quality control and all of this stuff, but you still have to do it in your business. You have to have a goal. You have to have this is how much money I want to make, and these are the steps to get there, and you need to know which step isn't working. And that's why you need someone who has, you know, sales experience. You need people with marketing. You need people that have skills that you may have, but they have them stronger than you because you want to focus on your passion. So let the experts do what they do. And you may not be able to get the whole team at one time, but I would admonish you to get one at a time. Get them in there. Find out if you can get somebody to work for a few hours a month for you to help you move your business forward. Now, if you want to do it all yourself, your money is going to look like you're doing it all by yourself. You're going to struggle. You're going to struggle.
Tell it. Please tell it. Now, tell us, how did you did you come to the point that you were going to just say, okay, things need to be done differently, and I'm going to go out and teach people how to do it differently with business? How did that come about with you?
You know what? All of my business is an accident, believe it or not. Everything is an accident. I can't even lie. I thought I was going to be a school teacher. I was going to teach fourth grade. I went to college. So, you know, I came from parents that said, get a good job, so you got to go to college, and you retire in 30 years. That's what I was taught. So I was working in the school system, and one day I realized, you know what, all of this stuff I'm working towards is not getting me where I want to go. I want to make a difference in this world. I want to make a difference in people's lives. That was a statement I made, but I didn't know how to do that. So someone recommended Blog Talk Radio to me. I'd never used my voice for anything. I've always written, you know. So I thought I was going to be an author if I wasn't a school teacher. So I had a different plan. So I got on Blog Talk Radio and had no idea what my voice was going to sound like because I couldn't hear myself, and it was really crazy. So I went from using the platform just to talk about stuff that I thought needed to be said to saying, wait a minute, I still get to be a teacher. I can bring other people on the platform that can teach stuff they know really well. And I've learned so many things over the years. But then from there, I had been off of a job so many years, and people, they weren't interested in the radio show. They wanted to know, how is it that you're not back on someone's job yet? Because we hadn't seen you under a bridge yet, and I'm not saying it hadn't come close to that, but they said, I haven't seen you under a bridge yet, and I haven't seen you, like from the outside looking into them, I have successfully managed to stay off of a job. And they wanted to know, how did I do that? And they wanted me to show them how. So that's where business coaching came in for me. People just wanted to show them how to stay off of a job. And for those who listened to me, they've been successful. For those who didn't listen to me, they've gone back to a job several times. But it was all an accident. It was just me, you know, someone coming up to me and saying, hey, Catherine, show me how you did that. And I showed them how to do it.
Now, you have a TV show that's out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That, because I was on your show last year on Blog Talk. We did some stuff, so we have a little history. I've been following Catherine ever since then because you've just been so intriguing and amazing. You're like a plethora of knowledge. And the TV show comes, and you've like been talking about it, and now it's here. Tell me about that experience. How does that make you feel to now see what you've been developing actually come to life?
It is scary. I want to say it's scary as hell because it's okay for me to get a bunch of people in a room and we're going to be on TV. That's the easy part. But how do you keep it going? That is always a scary thing for me when I start a new part of my business. And we were on public access before, and that is a cakewalk compared to what we're doing now. Like public access in any city where you are, people want to be on television, go do public access first. But what I'm going to tell you is when you go and you play, and I'm not in the big league yet, I'm you know, somewhere under there, way under there, but you're taking the responsibility on yourself to get these people there, to make sure you have a spot on TV. Like, you do all of the grunt work now. That is scary because what happens if you fail? What happens if I've told, you know, Queen that I'm going to be on TV and then I don't? You know, because it's coming in July, but what happens if something behind the scenes doesn't work out and it doesn't happen? You get what I mean? So you're scared into playing small. And as small business owners, and I say small as in growing business owners, and I want you all to know that you could make $6.5 million. I know in Charlotte, North Carolina, you can make $6.5 million a year and still be considered a small business. So don't feel bad if somebody call you a small business, okay? But back to the point,
I want to be a small business.
I know, right? And that's for radio. That's for radio. And for TV, it can be $13 million. So you still small. So what happens if it fails? And that's the scary thing for me. So what does that feel like? It is scary as hell. That's what it's like. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm thrilled about it. And I love Facebook because Facebook is like sound bites. Y'all get to see the good stuff, and then I can go and cry on the pillow. I'm scared as hell. I'll tell you that right now. That's the truth.
How can everybody – okay, tell everybody how they can reach you and how they can. Now, so I know you had put up on Facebook about a promo package that you were.
Yep.
And let me tell you what's interesting about this. I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing how, like, we put all kind of random foolishness and fuckery on Facebook, and you get, like, a million likes. You have,
yeah,
like, a thread out of this world. People are commenting and saying stuff. But when you put something real on Facebook, people look at it, and they go, huh? And they just scroll on by. Because I'm looking at it. I even shared it for the people who, you know, can benefit from it. But tell us about that promo package, because it was not expensive. It was, you know, it was very reasonable. My 6-year-old daughter could afford it out of a piggy bank. And it, tell me about it.
Well, okay. Well, there's a couple of things that I offer as promotional items for those, especially for business owners. And the first price is free. So there are some things where you can say, hey, this is Catherine Waddell of ThisNeedsToBeSaid.com, and you're tuned in to This Needs To Be Said, you know, radio. So you get to plug yourself. That's free. So I have a line for that. Then I show you how to do a commercial yourself. It may not be perfect, but I allow you to do it yourself. And as I have space available on the radio show, I'll plug your commercial in. But you have to do all the work yourself. That's free, right? So then I have a package where it's $30. Part of it is I'm going to use my voice. I'm going to add music to it. I'm going to write your script for your commercial, $30. So you'll pay $20 a month. Why am I doing that? Because I understand, one, we as small business owners don't understand marketing. We're scared of marketing. And by the time I get someone that comes to me, they've been burned. So they said, well, I gave somebody my money and I didn't get any results. And one of the things we don't understand is that sometimes you don't get results when you only do one interview or you only do one commercial. You have to keep yourself in front of people. And I'm going to tell you what's really been my success over 7 years in radio is the fact that I'm just still here. I'm going to be honest with you. I have done nothing amazing. I'm not the Beyonce of no blog talk radio at all. I'm just still here. So, like, when everybody fall down, I just happen to still be standing here. And they're like, oh, yeah, you, come here. So It's having stamina, it's having tenacity, it's being persistent. It's like, okay, you know what, well, I'll stand here, because you do get lost in the stupid stuff on Facebook. People are talking about just stupid stuff. But when you want to have thoughtful conversation, or you want to give somebody a $30 promo package for their business, you get something professional done for your business, and you can put it on other shows, because you have a little bit of money and you need to put it in a bunch of places. That's what I do know.
Right.
From there, I not only do this $30 package for you, Queen, but I tell you what else you can do with that promo. Like, you can put it on other people's radio shows. I've even recommended to people who have been interviewed by me, come be interviewed by me, and then take that interview and go make you an ebook. What can you do with that ebook? I'm constantly teaching because I love to teach. So I'm telling you to take an interview you've done with me and take it to someplace like Fiverr. Have somebody transcribe it and put it into an ebook for you, right? And then you now have a list building too. What's list building? That email list that you've been adding people on without their permission, that's your list. So now you can give people a gift, an ebook of you being interviewed, talking about whatever you do in your business, teaching, and they get value. They get to be taught in your particular industry by you, and they give you their email address in exchange. So I'm constantly telling you, and then this whole time we're talking, you only spent $30. Can you believe it? So people have been responding to it, but I've heard people say, well, if it doesn't cost a whole lot of money, then I don't think that it's a good idea. Yeah, okay, I've charged thousands of dollars for stuff, and people who can't afford it don't buy it. They might say, oh, yeah, that looks good because I raised the price, but they can't afford it. Why do you want to tell me something looks good? I'm not a Michael Kors bag. You know what? Come get something functional for your business so you can grow. If you try to do it all yourself, you're going to be stuck, and you're going to struggle, and you're going to look like it, and you're going to scratch your head and say, Catherine, why am I not moving forward? Because you're not doing any of the stuff that's going to help you. So, yeah, I give the stuff, and people just don't. I know what it's like not to have help. I know what it's like for something to be ineffective. I know what it's like. So I'm giving this to people to help them. This is a tool. So I can't explain to you why people don't get I don't get a million likes on something like that. Other than we don't understand. We don't know. There's a gift in your face, and you miss it.
Well, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right here on Queen Size with Giselle. Ms. Catherine Waddell is letting you guys know that you can be prosperous and profitable in your business. All you got to do is listen. All you got to do is hit up. That's all you got to do. Tell everybody where they can reach you, Ms. Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me on. My website is thisneedstobesaid.com. Fill in the contact form. My team or myself, we will get back to you promptly. thisneedstobesaid.com.
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to be in Charlotte in August.
All right.
I'll be in August for a fashion show that I'm doing called Rock the Curves. So I will be there, and we're definitely going to have lunch and sit down and talk about some things. And if you're taping, then I would definitely want to be a part of that. But I do thank you so much for coming on Queen Size tonight. And we're always in contact, so just let me know. You know, I share you. You share me all the time. That's a great support system, and I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on. Have a great night.
Thank you. That was Ms. Catherine Waddell, y'all, straight out of Charlotte, North Carolina, with This Needs to Be Said. She is definitely the business guru that you need to be in contact with. Hit her up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make sure that you connect with her because she is the connect to have. Oh, tonight's show has been absolutely amazing, as it is every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm getting a bit acclimated to the 1 hour. I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to choke the hell out of study. But I'm getting used to it. I guess that's just my adaptive nature. And it has been great. Like, I'm just really, really crunk. And when the theme song comes on, I'm just like, okay, it's game time. It's trying to get in there. Now, we will not have a queen size next week because I don't know what Seti says. He's going to some premiere. I guess he has a date. That's good, finally. I'm glad to know that you have a date coming up or you have something to do. Hopefully it involves, like, a beautiful woman and some really good alone time. So we won't have a show next week, but coming in June, we're definitely going to kick off June. The summer is going to get started with Queen Size with Giselle. Y'all, I have my little tidbit. You know I got to get on my soapbox, and I got to talk about some stuff. I'm going to talk about this thing they call love. Oh, people say this word all of the time, and 99% of the time, people don't even mean it. If you don't love someone, then don't damn say it, because you owe it to yourself to be honest, first of all. Second, you owe it to the person to be honest with them. And in order to not have so much confusion and chaos and drama going on in your world, then just tell the damn truth. It's like, hey, I like you, the sex good, you know, we cool, or whatever. But don't tell nobody you love them unless you really, really do. Love is when you sacrifice yourself for another. That is a part of love. Y'all, this has been an amazing Queen Size, as it always is. And you already know my saying, baby. Either you're going to join the movement or you're going to watch the parade. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you. Good night.
What's up, y'all? Tuned in to Queen Size, yeah, with your host,
who?
Giselle,
the queen, better know it.
Hey, you're now rocking with Giselle the queen.
Yeah.
Got the wisdom of the elder, still connect with the team. Watch it keep the attention of everyone else in between. Needless to say, hey, she's doing a thing.
Better believe it, baby.
She's gonna make you feel loved if you all alone. If you wanna ask a question, dial her up on the phone.
Okay.
All the men, they respect her, all the females dream to be a woman just like her. She's Giselle the queen.
Talk about it.
She's all about the community, and all she wants to do is see a little unity. She's trying to make a better world out there for you and me.
Okay.
And this is how I reply when they ask me, who is she?
Queen Size.
Giselle.
Queen Size.
The queen. You're now rocking with the best, ha. Giselle. The queen. Yeah. You're now rocking with the best. Hey.